Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a jungle and old-school DNB style 808 bass layer with a crisp transient, dusty mids, and a controlled low end. This is one of those sounds that can really make a drop feel alive. We're not just making a sub rumble here. We want a bass hit that speaks fast, carries a bit of grime in the middle, and stays tight with the kick and break beat. Think of it like this. The front says listen. The mid say here's the character, and the low end says feel the weight. So let's jump in. First, load an 808 sample onto a MIDI track in Ableton Live and let it open in Simpler. If you already have a sample with a little bit of click or attack, that's actually useful. We can shape that. If it's super clean, that's fine too. We're going to give it personality. In Simpler, set it to one shot, keep the voices at one, and turn warp off for this workflow. That keeps things simple and predictable, which is great when you're just starting out. Now go to the sample view and zoom in on the waveform. Find the very start of the transient and trim the sample so it begins right on the hit. We want the note to speak immediately. If there's a tiny bit of silence before the transient, it can make the bass feel later soft, especially in a fast DNB pattern. If needed, add a tiny fade in, just enough to prevent clicks, and keep the release fairly short at first, somewhere around 100 to 300 milliseconds. That gives us a bass note that feels punchy instead of smeared out. Now here's the core idea of this lesson. Split the sound into responsibility zones. One layer handles the sub, one layer handles the dirty mids, and the transient gets its own attention too. That way no single processor is trying to do everything, because that's usually how sounds get muddy. You can do this with an auto effect rack on the track, or by duplicating the track. Let's keep it beginner friendly and use two chains, a sub chain and a mid dirt chain. On the sub chain, we want it clean and focused. Add an EQ8 and low pass it somewhere around 90 to 120 Hz. This keeps the low end stable. If you want a tiny bit of harmonics, add saturator with just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB, and turn soft clip on. Also, keep this layer mono. A utility device with width at 0% is perfect for that. On the mid-dirt chain, do the opposite. High pass it around 90 to 120 Hz, so the low end stays out of the way. Then add a bit of saturator, overdrive, or even drum bus. This is where the old-school flavor lives. That dusty mid-range is what gives the bass attitude and helps it cut through chopped breaks. If you use overdrive, try setting the frequency somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz area and keep the drive moderate. If you use saturator, a drive of around 4 to 8 dB is a good starting point. If you use drum bus, keep boom low or off for now, and try some drive, crunch, and a bit of transients to sharpen the front. This is the part where your ears matter more than the numbers. Soloed. It might sound a little rough. That's okay. In the full groove, that dirt becomes character. To make the attack crisp, let's shape the transient a little more. Drum bus is really handy here. Add it to the full rack or just the mid-chain and increase transients a bit. Don't go wild. We're aiming for a clear hit, not a clicky mess. If the bass loses bite after processing, saturator with soft clip can help bring the front edge back. Another little trick is erosion on the mid-chain, used very lightly. Just enough to rough up the edge. Very subtle. The goal is dust, not static. Now let's talk about the dusty mids themselves. This is where the sound starts to feel like jungle or old-school DNB instead of a polished modern bass. Use distortion tools like overdrive, saturator, or even a light redux effect if you want a more vintage texture. But keep it controlled. Then use EQA to clean up what's unnecessary. If the sound feels boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, dip slightly around 2 to 4 kHz, but try to keep some nice character in at 700 Hz to 2 kHz range. That's where the bass can sound talkative and gritty without losing definition. Now write a simple MIDI note in the arrangement. In jungle and old-school DNB, shorter notes are often better than long-held ones. They leave room for the break to breathe. Try a short stab, or maybe a medium tail where the release does some of the work. You can also place notes on the offbeat, like the end of 2 or the end of 4, to get that call and response feeling. That call and response idea is really important in this style. The bass doesn't always need to play continuously. Sometimes the drums say something, and the bass answers. That space is part of the groove. As you build the arrangement, think in short phrases. For example, you might have drums only for the first bar, then a bass answer on an offbeat in the next bar, then a stronger hit on beat 1, then a small fill where the bass drops out again. That kind of spacing is very DNB friendly because it keeps the momentum moving, while still giving the track identity. Now let's make the bass move over time. Automation is your friend here. In Ableton Live 12, automate the filter cutoff on autofilter or the drive amount on saturator or drum bus, or even the release time in Simpler. A little movement across that arrangement can turn a static loop into a proper track section. For example, in the intro or first build, keep the bass filtered and a little less aggressive. Then when the drop lands, open the filter and add a bit more drive. Later on, maybe in a switch-up section, shorten the release so the bass gets more percussive and more rhythmic. That gives you tension, impact, and variation. Now always check the bass against the drums. This is huge in DNB. A bass that sounds massive on its own can completely mess up the groove once the breakbeat comes in. So loop the kick, snare, and break while you tweak. Ask yourself, is the kick still punchy? Is the bass transients fighting the snare? Is the sub centered and stable? If the low end feels messy, use EQ to carve a little space, or lower the bass until it locks in with the drums instead of sitting on top of them. If the kick and bass are clashing around the same low frequency area, you may need a small EQ cut in the bass somewhere around 45 to 80 Hz, depending on the kick. Small moves are usually enough. You don't need to overdo it. And remember, the sub should stay mono. Keep it clean. Keep it centered. The dirty part can have character, but the floor underneath should be solid. Once you've got a version you like, consider resampling it. Record the processed 808 to a new audio track, then chop it into pieces and reuse the best hit as a bass accent, a transition, or a fill element. This is a really powerful workflow in Jungle and DNB, because printed audio helps you commit and move the track forward. A resampled 808 tail can become a little drop hit, a fill at the end of a phrase, or a response note before the next section. That kind of reuse is super efficient and makes your arrangement feel more intentional. Let's put it into a simple 16-bar structure. For bars 1 to 4, keep it mostly drums, maybe with a filtered tease of the bass. For bars 5 to 8, bring the bass in with short hits. For bars 9 to 12, make it a little more active, maybe add one extra note or a small fill. For bars 13 to 16, pull the bass back for a bar or even half a bar to create tension before the next section. That push and pull is classic Jungle energy. You don't need bass all the time. In fact, the silence can make the next hit feel even heavier. A few quick beginner mistakes to avoid. Don't let the sub and mids turn into one mushy layer. Don't distort the whole sound too much. Don't hold notes longer than the groove needs. And always check mono on the low end. If the bass fights the kick, reduce the level or adjust the timing slightly before you start adding more processors. Here's a pro style tip. If you want more menace, add a tiny pitch movement at the start of the note, then let it settle. Very subtle. Just enough to make it feel alive. You can also try layering a very light chorus or detune effect on the mid-chain, but keep the sub separate. Another good move is to create a few saved versions of the rack. Make one clean version, one dirty version, and one wild version. That way you can compare quickly without losing your best starting point. Super useful when you're still learning and experimenting. So to recap, start with a clean 808 in Simpler. Trim the transient so the hit is crisp. Split the sound into a clean sub and a dirty mid layer. Shape the attack with drum bus or saturator. Use distortion carefully to get that dusty old school texture, and place the bass in the arrangement so it works with the break instead of fighting it. If you get this right, your 808 tail stops sounding like a generic bass sample and starts sounding like a proper DNB tool. Punchy up front, gritty in the middle, and solid at the bottom. Now try the practice challenge. Build a two-bar loop. Make three versions of the bass and test it with a chopped break and kick. If it still feels clear on small speakers and the groove hits hard at low volume, you're in a very good place. That's the sound. Tight front, dusty body, controlled low end. Classic Jungle energy, built the Ableton way.